You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Opportunities Party's tax policy involves an overhaul of the current system, and it wouldn't change the amount of tax raised, but would change the level of tax collected on wealth versus income. I asked the Opportunities Party Deputy Co-Leader Jeff Simmons about how this would work and how Kiwis would be affected by such a massive shift. Before we got onto the issue of tax, I asked him for his take on National's plan to crack down on drugs and gangs.
We can't keep drugs out of prisons, which are the most highly secure places in the entire country. So what makes National think they're going to win the war on drugs is beyond me, you know. This hasn't worked in any country in the world. And so really it's just trying to secure that regressive centre-right vote off New Zealand First. There's no evidence that this will achieve anything other than rob people of their human rights.
Okay, so today we are talking about tax. Your tax policy is tax neutral and it won't raise the level of tax collected overall. Can you explain how this will work?
At the moment, I mean, Labor wants to do a tax working group, right? We actually had one of those back in 2001 and another one in 2010. And it basically said that property has far lower taxes than any other investment type in the country, right? New Zealand has some of the lowest taxes on property in the whole world. As a result, we put more of our money into housing than any other country in the world. And then we are surprised when we have the highest house prices in the world. And it's exactly the same problem in our farming sector. Everyone is chasing capital gain and bidding up the price of farms rather than, you know, actually farming for profit. What we want to do is tax housing and property in the same way that other assets are taxed. This is basically saying that all assets of a certain size would have to pay a certain minimum level of tax, the equivalent as if that money was in a bank deposit. Now this will generate, when it's fully implemented, it'll take a while to implement because if you implement it overnight, the housing market will crash and our economy will be devastated. So we have to introduce it slowly over sort of 10 to 15 years. But by the time it's fully implemented, it'll raise about $11 billion, which means that we can cut income taxes by about a third. So 80% of people will be better off overall. Housing affordability will be restored over time and people will start to invest in businesses that create jobs and exports rather than putting all of our money into housing.
Whenever tax comes up, it seems like there's a lot of discussion about a capital gains tax. Why have you gone down this route rather than something like a capital gains tax?
Well, capital gains taxes tend to be implemented because they're easier to understand, but not because they're effective. I mean, Australia, the UK, the US all have capital gains taxes and they all still have problems with housing affordability. There's two problems with a capital gains tax. Generally, they're implemented excluding the family home. Now, if you exclude the family home, then that creates exemptions. And whenever you have exemptions in a tax system, rich people can afford to employ accountants to work their way through those exemptions, so they end up not paying the tax at all. Second problem with it is that it's only levied when an asset is sold. So actually what happens in an economy with a capital gains tax is that people just don't sell their houses and don't sell their businesses and don't sell their land. So they hold on to the assets for longer and actually it ends up harming the economy as a result. Capital gains taxes just simply haven't worked anywhere, and wherever they have been implemented they have tended to hurt the economy.
So can you explain a little bit about who this policy will most affect, sort of for better or for worse? I saw that it'll be 20% of people that end up paying more tax.
Yeah, that's right. So a rough rule of thumb, you know, the top 20%, I mean, everyone thinks about inequality in terms of income, right? You know, we all think about CEO pay packets and, you know, how much people receive in income. But actually the big difference